Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Cubby House is a show about three cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the Cubby House for the 2nd of January 2012. Thank you very much. Also to the new show Kiss My Ass for their first episode. Hope you guys are happy to come back next week. This is Cookie, by the way.
Hi, I'm Kevin. Just being bemused by Cookie a little bit there.
Yes.
Do you want to try saying that name of the show again for me, please?
Kiss My Arts.
Okay, just clarifying. Just yes. Clarifying. Just
clearly, clarifying. Clearly. Tonight, ladies and bears, a whole new format rolls out, so let's now keep this brief. We've got in the studio a very well-known polar bear, Mr. Pete Callahan, helping us out with tonight's show, and we'll have a chat with him in a sec. But tonight, we've also got...
Oh, we're going a little bit crazy tonight. It's just packed with content. You'll introduce your new segment, which is Kink Corner. And you'll be exploring some of what the colours in the hanky code actually mean.
That's right. And you'll be tackling the Best of Bears 2011, which will be revealed in our segment, Bear News.
Then we get our guest host, Pete Callahan, to take us a bit through his job and why he actually seems to like it.
Kevin, on this side of the panel here, will get his geek on not long after that.
Cookie will then review the latest TV show addiction that he's fallen under.
And Kevin prims his online manners and etiquette all in tonight's show on the Cubby House. Now, tonight, we've also got a question for you we'd like your answer to.
What makes your bear community special?
Contact us on
Facebook. Facebook.com/TheCubbyHouse.
SMS 0427 Joy949.
Email onair@joy.org.au.
And don't forget Joy's handy iPhone app. Download it from an iPhone store near you. But tonight on the Cubby House, we have got in as our first guest presenter a man by the name of Peter Callahan. Welcome, sir.
Howdy, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Very well.
I hear you haven't been near a microphone, at least in the radio sense, for over 20 years.
It's probably been that long, yes.
Okay.
Well, you've got quite the radio voice, I must say. I think I'm going to be challenged here tonight.
Yes, yes, you are.
I'll have to try my best. Clear out those windpipes.
Thank you, Kevin. Oh. You're looking so dapper tonight.
Behave yourself. All right, so we've changed things up a little bit, and we've mixed and mashed and decided that we've come up with a great way to introduce our hosts, which is to put them through a series of rapid-fire questions. Are you ready, Peter?
Yes, Kevin. Fire away.
All right, so the first thing that pops into your head, your age.
That doesn't pop into my head very often. 45.
Name one thing you miss about being a kid.
Getting out and playing in the mud.
You miss that? Never mind. do you have any hidden talents?
Nothing I can say on public radio.
Damn it.
What, you're not using one now?
We don't want to know. All right.
Okay.
What body part do you get caught staring at?
The eyes and feet. Shoe size.
Mm-hmm. What is the last thing you bought?
Dinner with Cookie tonight.
Oh. Two-timer.
What are your current obsession?
my current obsession, other than you two, I would just have to say my friends. I love spoiling my friends.
Oh, really? He's trying to schmooze us, isn't he?
He is, yes.
All right, do you have any phobias?
Snakes. Cannot stand snakes.
On a plane in particular?
Oh, cool.
Anywhere.
So, sexually, what melts your butter?
Nipples. Anything right. to do with nipples.
This is one of our new questions. You wake up in a prison cell. What is most likely the crime you've committed to get you there?
Well, it's either a fashion disaster, and I am known for quite a few fashion disasters, or otherwise I've killed somebody.
Oh, good first answer. I like that one.
Now, you're about to be sent to a deserted island and can only carry up to 5 of your possessions. Which ones would they be?
Bucket and spade.
Yes.
Building those sandcastles.
Yes, got to build those sandcastles. My iPod, because I can't do without my dance music.
Right.
And I know this one's a bit far-fetched, but a never-ending packet of Tim Tams. Got to have my Tim Tams.
We didn't stipulate whether, you know, it had to be real, I suppose.
Yes, true. One more.
Oh. One of you guys, Kevin.
Kevin, you're a possession. Why?
No, I'm not obsessed with Kevin. I'm not stalking him either.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. All right, and the last question. Have you answered any of these questions with a lie?
No.
All right.
All truth.
We'll let that one through. All right, so how did you get involved with the bear community, Pete?
I was living in Sydney at the time, and I was out and proud, and I didn't know where to go. And I was introduced to the bear community up there. And I have been in the bear community now for about 15 years. And moved down to Melbourne. And I love the bear community down here.
No surprise. We're one of the better, you know, bear communities around the world. do you think it's changed much since you joined?
Yes.
How?
Yes. I think that the bear community has become more interactive with the wider community. We're not as clicky and stuck in our own little groups.
So we've learned to play well with others, have we?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Well, I was going to say another good thing after being 15 years in the bear community would not be the only qualifier, but I think the amount of work that this man has been known to do throughout many bear runs at Southern Hibernation has qualified him for a lifetime membership as of this year.
Very, very true.
Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll give you an applause. Come on.
But I'd do it anyway without the lifetime membership.
Oh, of course you do.
I love it.
Now, what type of duties do you actually do for Southern Hibernation? Because it's all kind of unofficial, but you do huge amounts of work for the contestants, don't you?
Yep, I'm the contestant coordinator for the Southern Hibernation.
Papa Bear, we usually call you.
Yes.
Papa or Fluffer?
Bear. Well, yeah. that's in the back room where nobody else is supposed to go.
Well, I haven't gone back there yet. Apparently, I have to be a contestant before I can get in there.
Yes, and I'm still waiting for that day. I'm sort of do a lot of mentoring. I also am a sort of the gopher. If you need something, I'll go and get it for you. If there's a prop that you need, then I will source it for you.
All right, so I'm just going to put my order in for a 6'4" blonde rugby player with broad shoulders and a nice little snail trail. Just, you've got 6 months to source it.
When you are a contestant, I will definitely get it for you.
Was that an omission that you might be a contestant?
No. No, no. I'm taking my hat out of that ring.
So you in a harness.
Not going to happen. But Pete, thank you very much
for
letting us get to know you a little bit better.
Yes. Now, coming up in the next segment, we've got my little corner. We're calling Kink Corner. All coming up on the Cubby House, Joy 94.9. Now, tonight, we've got a few segments. We're starting tonight with the Kink Corner. Yes, yes.
I'm worried already.
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, Cookie, what have you got for us in the kink corner tonight?
Well, as many people would probably know about the Hanky Code, I thought I'd just quickly describe for those who may not know what the Hanky Code is and what's going to be setting up for the rest of the season. Now, it did start as a list of bandana colours associated with particularly gay sexual activities.
No!
I know. In the 1970s, or if not earlier than we know of, the gay community used many nonverbal signals to help indicate sexual activity and their preferences. At the time, engaging in homosexual activity at all could get you arrested, and particularly engaging in kink activities would make it worse. Nonverbal signs included styles of dress, so things like Levi's, leather jackets, etc., and accessories such as keys attached to belt loops, rings attached to jacket epaulets, and bandanas stuck to back pockets. All completely innocent items, obviously, unless you know what they were and how to look for them. Now, even gay baths and bathhouses' signs varied in their name. Obviously, having obvious ones would be a little bit out there. So things like hole, slots, ambush, end up were as good as a neon sign if, again, you knew what you were looking for. So, in practice...
Sorry, I have to stop for a second. So exactly how's hole homosexual? Because technically, hole, all you do is stick something into it. It's not homosexual. Okay, I'm going to carry on.
Use your imagination, Kevin.
I'm sure. Yes, Kevin, geez.
Well, we're off to a raring start, Kevin.
I know. In practice, obviously, what you do is you match your colours and then you got to know which one's which, left or right. What means what? Well, for those left-handers, this might come as an easier one. Left is top and right is bottom. Or as I sometimes like to teach the young ones, lefty loosey, righty tighty. So lefty loosey, thinking of the ball slapping against righty tighty's tight virgin ass.
I'm absolutely shocked, Cookie.
Good, I'm glad.
Shocked and Paul,
I'm not.
You can come back with your etiquette question later, dear. Okay. Now, obviously, there are many, many variations. The Big Ten colours are very commonly used. And I'll go through one in particular, or two, actually, for that matter. Blue. So we'll start with, obviously, navy blue and light blue. Navy blue is particularly meaning anal sex. So quite simply, penis, butt, hello, meat, do as you will.
Do they go for a cup of chow afterwards?
I don't know.
Penis, hole, meat, and you know.
I've never asked.
Oh, okay.
And obviously,
for a second, I'm young and innocent and virginal. I have no idea what these boys are talking
about. Just let me go and throw up.
Well, don't go anywhere near someone who's got a light blue because they're after some oral sex. So there you go. That is Cookie's Corner for this week. And Kevin, I do believe your segment comes up right now.
Around the globe. Sorry, no, let's try that again. From around the den to around the globe, this is Bear News. All right, so we've got a couple of things in the Bear News, but I'll just stick to one. The Complete Bear recently released the 2011 Best of Bears with some very surprising results.
Who knew?
Some down in Melbourne, or some of us down in Melbourne, actually won this time.
Yay!
Main ones to talk about are Southern Hibernation, which won Best Bear Fundraiser, and the Healthy Bear Blog, which won Best Bear Resource and Best Bear Blog / Podcast. Not that we were up against them or anything, but...
No, not really, but...
Congratulations, Dr. George.
Hey, hang on. Having said that, we are going to get him on throughout the season for some more of his health tips.
So. Oh, we will. We'll... steal all his fame.
Can't poop in that nest just yet.
Well, no, that would be brown in the Hanky Code, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Hey. We'll leave it for later.
Sorry, young, virgin, innocent, don't know anything. What am I saying? All right, so there have been a couple of other ones that we'll go through, which is the Best Bear Video, which is Bear City. Now, who's actually seen Bear City?
Yes.
No.
You haven't seen Bear City. We shall have to tie him down and subject him to it.
Yes,
we shall. Best invite I've had for a while.
It's actually quite a good video. Best Bear Business, because I'm going to be able to speak tonight. Best Bear Business is Woof Tees, which is putting goofy stuff on t-shirts for the bear community. I actually went and had a look on their website today. They even have a growler section.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Which is actually rather fun. We've also got Bear of the Year was DJ Barney Philly. Has anyone actually seen this guy?
No, I think he's a Philadelphia-based DJ, and I'd say it's more American-based for most of the other answers. But
apparently
yes.
He won because he was really pretty.
Well, okay. Go and look for yourself, I suppose. Find him on Facebook and so forth, and make your own judgment, I guess.
Mm. All right, Best Bear Performer was, once again, DJ Barney Philly?
Yes.
From Philly. Oh, okay. Well, that'll teach
Philadelphia.
Me. Best Bear Artist was changed today. It got changed to Rock Cub. And the last one is Best Bear Video Site, which is Bulk the Series. I've never actually seen that. Have either of you?
I've started to watch the first few episodes. I haven't got through it all. I think the premise starts with a cub who's slowly getting dragged back into the bear community after being part of a couple for a while or a short time, and he's basically relearning how to integrate into the community again.
I think I'll have to watch that. This is webisodes, isn't it?
It is a webisode. Is, yes. Yes, you're going to have to look that up.
All right.
I think we might link that on our Facebook at some stage this week, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Oh, there's always some good things on there.
Yes.
And the other little thing that I wanted to pick is obviously we've just gone through New Year's Eve and we've all survived. Everyone survived in, you know, at least one piece. Well, if you were really lucky and you were in Edinburgh, you got to celebrate. I'm going to try and pronounce this, and for all the Scottish people in the listening, I'm really sorry. Hogmanay?
Yes.
Correct?
Hogmanay,
we've been given...
Woohoo!
Correct up.
Awesome. So, Hogmanay involved a whole lot of Vikings running around the place. And they were very, very attractive.
Horns on their heads?
With the horns on their heads and, you know, the pitchforks and the brands and the kids were getting involved.
And
those shields.
Long beards.
Long beards. And
obviously, we shouldn't have sent our ex-co-host, Jack, over there. We would never find him again.
Well, yes, there were a lot of rangers in there, so I'm surprised they didn't line up and shoot them all. But no, it was really good. Apparently, they celebrate this every single year. So I may be celebrating New Year's Eve in Edinburgh one year. Something to look forward to.
Now, you sure you don't want to work on that accent?
Oh, bite me, Cookie.
Where would you like me to bite you?
But yes, that's it for Bears in the News this episode.
Awesome.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Now, we usually have a few points of traff here, but we haven't tonight. So I thought we'd get straight into our next segment.
Are we going to let Pete talk again?
I think we are.
Well, I guess he is a guest host. So.
Well, he is, and he's been very quiet and very nice, mostly.
I know, it's radio and you can't see my face, but...
It's a glare even I would be proud of.
yes, very true, very true. Now, I'm assuming this glare is built because you have a very interesting tendency to do so at patients of yours.
I never glare at patients.
Why not?
Because I'm a nurse and I am always really nice to my patients.
Uh-huh. Now, does the nurse's uniform usually come with like a headband with a nice white cross on it and a nice frilly dress or...
No.
What is involved in your job?
My first nurse uniform in my training was lilac and white stripe.
Oh, sounds fabulous.
Yes. And then when I graduated, I went to total lilac.
And what's the lilac colour imply in the medical profession?
Oh, God, I wish I knew.
Pete!
That was 25 years ago. Right, I've been a nurse for 25 years. At the moment, I don't wear a uniform. I wear a suggested colour scheme because... In the area that I work in rehabilitation, it's a step to going home. So we don't want all the regimented nursing, you know, you do this, you do that. It's a rehab center. So we're trying to make people as comfortable as possible and as independent as possible.
Now, did you have to go through any courses or university or anything to get this? Or?
I did. Back in the 80s, I trained through the hospital, Tamworth Base Hospital, country music capital of Australia. And I did a year course back then. And my nursing has taken me all over, including to the States. I worked in the States for 5 years. But now I'm here in Melbourne and loving it. I've always done nursing. I took 3 months off and thought, oh, I should try something else. But every job application I did always came back to nursing.
So what is the best part of your job as far as you're concerned?
The contact with the people, with the patients.
You're allowed to contact them?
Ha ha.
What?
I became a nurse because I am a enrolled nurse, or a Div 2, as they call it in Victoria. When I started nursing, what part of my job description was that I had time to sit down and talk to the patients when they wouldn't necessarily tell their doctors certain things. And the charge nurse certain things, I could sit down at the bedside and have a chat, and they could sort of spill the beans.
And what's the worst part of your job?
In my job, I think, or in nursing is in general, there's a lot of bullying, and that's something that I can't stand.
So there's almost nurse ratchet bullying, or?
There is nurse-to-nurse bullying. There's patient-to-nurse bullying. There's a lot of violence in nursing. I've had a knife pulled on me. I've had a phone thrown at me, actually yanked out of the wall and thrown at me. I've been attacked by a patient who was coming out of a anaesthetic. And I had to, attacking me, and I was crawling along the floor to try and get out of his room. I may be 6'5", but
I was about to say, you're a pretty big guy. Like, it would take quite a bit to...
But if somebody's on anaesthetic, on morphine, they can do anything.
Fair enough. I'll have to remember that. Mummy must get some morphine.
Now, I'm assuming you're not an obvious 9-to-5 shift, are you?
No, I do permanent night shift. That is 9:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. I've been doing night shift for about 12 years now. And I am one of these strange people that love night shift. We've got a happy little family where I work. And we get along really well together.
You know, like another one of these people who often nurse takes my blood. You're not a vampire, are you?
No. No.
Oh, Cookie.
I have a long-running joke with a few nurses that they're vampires. Shut up.
There are a lot of vampires, yes. No, my specialty is bed baths.
Oh. Do you enjoy this particular activity often?
Depends. Do you get to indulge in this particular activity often?
Getting on to something a bit more serious, the other field that I really love is palliative care. So... I enjoy working with the dying and their families, and that's my other passion.
That can be very hard, but I can imagine very rewarding.
It is very rewarding. It is very rewarding.
Awesome. Thank you very much for sharing your highs and lows of your career. Exploring the world, keeping you jacked in and tuned on. That's right. Get your geek on. Kevin?
Yes, we're doing all of these live because we haven't pre-recorded them
yet.
Wait till we give them a bit of a polish. Now, I went and had a look at some of the best geek presents that were given this Christmas.
Ooh.
And it's actually quite a good list. And topping it, of course, which would make me very, very happy, is the best television series. Of course, Doctor Who Season 6 Blu-ray. Matt Smith is back as the Doctor, but strangely, I think it's River Song that steals this season. Mm. This Blu-ray DVD includes the complete story of River Song from beginning to end, told from her point of view, as packed with loads of extras like prequels, new scenes from the show that show what happened on the TARDIS between episodes, a pair of surprisingly good Comic Relief 2011 mini-episodes, audio commentaries, and much, much more. Now, obviously, keep in mind that it does also have Season 6 attached to it too.
Which yes.
Been one of my favourite seasons. Pete, please tell me you at least watch Doctor Who.
I am a fan of Doctor Who early on.
So the black and white episodes?
A little bit after the black and white episodes.
All right.
Tom Baker.
All right. Have you watched any of the new series?
I don't have Foxtel at home, but when I do go to friend's place, we usually do watch some Doctor Who. So, yeah, I do like the new Doctor.
Again, we shall have to tie you down and subject you to this. Sorry, everyone that doesn't like Doctor Who. I do, so blah. Nominated ones as well was Best Book, A Dance with Dragons from George R.R. Martin's. This is his fifth novel in a Song of Ice and Fire series. Now, I must admit that I can't get into the series. I tried. I bought the books, unfortunately, and I can't get into it. However, I do love the television series. And there are plenty of fans worldwide that, you know, are absolutely addicted to this television series. They're gripped and everything. So I have to salute George Martin and his quest, you know, complete story that's just, I suppose it's very rich in characters. It's very dense, but I don't like it, but obviously everyone else does like it. It was one of the top geeky presents bought this Christmas. Another one that everyone will obviously know about, everyone that's on my Facebook, I've seen 20 million people commenting about it. This is The Best Game, which is The Elder Scrolls V. Woo-hoo! Skyrim.
Yay!
Now, you play this, Cookie?
I've played 3 and 4. I'm yet to latch onto 5.
Yet to get addicted?
Yes.
All right. Apparently, this game will topple Warcraft.
Apparently. I'm assuming it has an end then.
No. No, that's the point. It's like Warcraft. It's this huge world that's absolutely beautifully rendered. And it's got something like never-ending quests. However, there is also a rumor.
Oh?
The rumor is that this will be the series finale, that this is the last Elder Scrolls.
That'd be sad, but good in respect to the fact that it has closure.
Well, I mean, we could argue that they've saved the best to last.
Yes, possibly.
But if Skyrim does well, chances are they will have another one. One of the other top gifts for this Christmas, the iPad 2.
Surprise, surprise.
That wins Best All-Round Device. Hands up, everyone who has an iPad 2. And none of our hands go up.
Yeah.
Okay, who's got an iPhone, though? Oh, and none of our hands go up. Are we really gay? Like, really?
As much as I declare I hate Apple products, I have an iPod Touch.
That's the only Apple product you have, though, isn't it?
And QuickTime on the computer, yes.
Oh, that doesn't count. Everyone has QuickTime.
Exactly.
All right. And that's it for getting your geek on, I suppose.
No, excuse me.
Oh, what?
You've got one on this list that you haven't missed.
Yes.
The best gadget.
Oh, well, really?
You've got it on there. Come on. What is it?
All right. I was going to ignore it because it's really boring. But apparently the best gadget, which is not what I was expecting. I thought it would be something shiny and brilliant. It's the Belkin Wireless Travel Router. Apparently everyone complains that they go to hotels and there's no wireless connection because everything's wireless nowadays. And they're sick and tired of it. So Belkin have released this travel router. Essentially, it plugs into any modem and broadcasts the channel over Wi-Fi, which allows you to then access it beautifully.
Brilliant.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
See, it was boring. It could have been left out. But anyway.
No, but I'm going to get that for when I go to America later on this year.
Oh.
I could do that when I go to New Zealand this year too.
Well, fine. Just gang up on me then.
Now that I know.
Enjoy your balcony. Anyway, this information comes courtesy of www.forevergeek.com. And we will be having more Get Your Geek On segments, so look forward to those.
Coming up on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9, I will be reviewing my TV addiction currently, as well as Kevin looking at some modern etiquette here on the Cubby House. Cubby House on Joy 94.9, and I did say I was going to be reviewing something, didn't I? Yes, it is a US base. We're going to call it Dark Comedy.
Well, it is a dark comedy.
Yes. Pushing Daisies, which was nominated for 3 Golden Globes and spanned over 2 seasons. I believe this was written roughly when the writer's strike happened.
Oh, that explains why, you know, it ended the way it did.
I think so. I think this is one of those ones that got cut short because of that lovely strike.
Well, look, I'm happy it got rid of, you know, an entire season of Lost.
Yeah.
How can you complain about that?
Okay. And on that note, I'll accept defeat in moving on to IMDb. Gives the synopsis that Ned, the pie maker, played by Lee Pace, possesses the unique talents of being able to bring the dead to life merely by touching them. However, the person may remain alive only for 1 minute, or else someone else dies for them. A second touch will render the person dead again, unable to be revived. Throughout his connections with PI Emerson Codd, played by Chi McBride, Ned reveres his childhood sweetheart, Chuck, played by Anne Ferrell. The trio, aided occasionally by Olive Snook, played by the Broadway-famous Christian Chenoweth, helps solve the mysteries of various murders whose murder is often surprising. Now, I have to admit, the narrator, who's voiced by Jim Dale, seems to have an equal dialogue with the main characters, leaping the story forward quite often to fit the hour-long show into time. This tends to be dreary, but necessary. The story often begins by describing a moment of the pie maker's childhood post-ability revelations, then bringing it into the modern day. Now, while this is an interesting tool to begin the story, I find it annoying as a plot point.
Am I allowed to rebut?
Rebut quickly.
Okay, good. I'll rebut very quickly. I like the narration. It makes it kind of a childhood story. It makes it all shiny and the colours and everything. They're all hypersensitive and everything's brilliant. And then there's this death and macabre and mayhem. It's a nice contrast. I like it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I find that the juicy part of the show, which I'd watch time and time again, is how all the characters use each other for romantic, financial, or emotional gain, and yet they don't come out as high-grounded as they envisaged by the end of each tale. Now, the most heartfelt moment in this season I've seen so far, and this is only season one, is when the episode of the cliffhanger season is the usually hard nut of the show, the PI, lets loose his family ties, having never willingly divulged any real information about himself to the other characters until that point. What do you think about that?
I love Pushing Daisies. Pushing Daisies is one of my favourite TV series ever.
Okay. Visually colourful and often bright, it keeps to a few common locations which become quite familiar. So the pie shop, the apartment, the morgue with the mortician who doesn't ask questions, just gives that look every time you see him.
And takes the money.
Yes. These locations have quite a bit of work put into them, but not to lose any level of workmanship for other locations as well. Whilst not often used, they are more simplistic, thus not as detailed from the tent of the plot focus. While I'm sure season 2 will bring more interesting revelations, the pilot season for the show I found quite watchable and could go back to any episode and pick up where I left off as they revisit the story before each episode. A nice show to fill in any TV enthusiast holiday gap over the summer.
It gets 4 out of 5 claws for me.
4 out of 5?
4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd probably say about the same. It's not something I'd must watch, but it's a definite time filler.
I just like the writing. Engaging. I think the writing is absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe we have a little ditty for you, Dale.
We do.
Even animals can have class. We welcome you to another installment of Ursine Etiquette.
For those of you that missed it, this is our first episode of Ursine Etiquette. Now, I thought I'd jump in the deep end, as I usually do.
Yes.
We've gone for Facebook etiquette.
Lovely.
It's very broad, very generic.
Yes, I am on Facebook. I'm not that old.
Thank you, P. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes.
I wasn't even starting to get, you know, catty on that one yet, but all right. Apparently, Pete has Facebook, everyone. Feel free to hunt him down. Anyway, these are, let me just count them quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The top 6 things not to do on Facebook. All right, we're going straight in. Avoid senseless status updates. This is one of my pet peeves.
Hooray, yes.
What's a senseless status update? Come on.
Something very vague. Something along the lines of, I am bored.
Cheese. That is all.
No, that's at least interesting.
I've left the door open.
Where is my shoe?
And what about these status updates?
Anyway, they're vague. They're annoying. They're utterly drive me crazy. And when I get someone who does this repeatedly, one of my favorite new buttons on Facebook is the hide feature.
Yay.
I don't have a go at the person. I don't even bother. It's just click hide. Okay. Hide all posts from this person.
Now, what about
No, quiet you.
Others.
Now, there is another thing that, unfortunately, I'm very guilty of doing, which is avoid over-friending. Now, I have to say, I'm actually guilty of friending people simply because they're attractive. Please tell me I'm not the only one in the room doing this.
You're not the only one in the room that does that.
Guilty as charged.
Yes, apparently, they suggest that you should be using groups and pages and things like that to get your posts out to multiple people. Don't just friend people willy-nilly. And you've got the subscribe feature now as well. So yes. Subscribe to people's posts. You don't actually have to friend them. And I found this very handy being on, you know, VicBears and the Cubby House, that I let people subscribe, but I keep my friends as friends.
Tight-knit, yes.
Very handy. Now, this is a big no-no that a lot of people make, and yes, it is the older people, and I'm not looking at anyone in the studio tonight. Know the difference between posting on someone's wall and sending a message. Some of the most hilarious things that have been seen on Facebook have been sent as a message to their wall.
Yes.
Which means that everyone can see it.
I am not guilty.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Cookie?
Generally not guilty.
Generally not guilty. All right. Unfortunately, I'm not guilty either, so that's a boring one. Complaining is another one. Everyone gets sick and tired of complaining, but frankly, they just go the same way as everyone else on my hide list. I don't have to see it. They're gone. Now, there are certain taboo topics, and I might be going into this a little bit further on another Ursine etiquette, but for now, the general idea with taboo topics is, again, if someone comes up with a topic that is vile or one that you simply don't like, please feel free to unfriend them. You don't have to have them in your friends list if you don't want that. Don't necessarily have a go at them. It's not really going to help them. It's not going to change their mind when it comes to religion or philosophy or sexual orientation. Just unfriend them or hide their posts or do something. Don't bother trying to change their mind. It's Facebook, people. And the last one, which is quite a common one that people don't seem to learn, which is don't use Facebook at work.
Right.
Yes, not a very good thing. It tends to take your productivity levels right down.
Yes. Now, my general rule with Facebook, don't post anything on there that you wouldn't scream out in front of a whole myriad of audience of people you know.
Well, my general rule is don't say anything on Facebook that you wouldn't say to the person straight to their face.
Yes.
There's no difference between being in the lair and having a go at someone and, you know, they're right there. Of course they're going to end up having a bit of an argument. And the problem with Facebook is that everyone can see it. And it's not very nice. Just remember, don't ever go at people. Just hide them, unfriend them, get rid of them. Do whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
This has been our first episode of Ursine Etiquette. I hope you liked it.
Yes. Now, any comments about any of the episodes you like, have a go at our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. Perhaps you can answer the question that we've been asking tonight. What makes your bear community special? We've got those answers coming up right after our track. Cookie and Kevin with special guest host Pete in tonight for the Cubby House.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
On Joy 94.9. Yes. Thank you very much to Pete for coming in. Thank you very much to people who've been texting in. We've only just started getting a few messages through now for the question for tonight.
We have a few from Steve from Collingwood. Yes. Probably just do a shout out to him. Thanks for all your messages, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve, yes.
Love your work.
He's got a few messages about, you know, hanky codes and whose colour is who. But I think we'll get onto that when we get those colours.
Yes, well, yes. What's yours? Just what's the colour?
Gold.
Gold? All right, we'll find out what gold is.
Gold lame or gold yellow?
No, gold. There's no such thing as gold lame in a hanky. Oh,
apparently. Well, we'll get onto that next one.
Yes, we'll find that.
I'm sure somebody will find one.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yes, as Kevin nods vigorously.
Yes, I already know what it is, but we'll move on.
Yes.
All right, well, yes, we survived the show. See, we can do this without Jack. It's not that hard.
No. I'd just like to firstly quote somebody from Harbour City Bears, has answered our question on Facebook, and he says, "The thing that makes the bear community special is the diversity, that we can be all shapes and sizes, ages, races, and genders."
It was actually very similar to what Warren from Eltham said. He appreciates the diversity of body shapes.
Nice.
That everyone is welcome.
Awesome. Thank you very much for those messages. How do you feel, Kevin?
Well, I've survived. I'm happy.
You survived? Okay. Awesome. How have you been, Pete?
It's been great fun.
Have you got enough oxygen here? I know it's a bit stuffy in here tonight in the studio.
Hey, I'm in here with two hot men. What can you expect? They suck up all the oxygen.
He can come back.
Yes. I'll grab your number again and we'll talk. Yes. So if you'd like to contact us throughout any of the days of the week, you can first of all start off by our Facebook, which is facebook.com/thecubbyhouse.
Make sure you like the page while you're there.
Yes. We've got 307, I believe.
308.
Oh, it's gone up since we've been on air. Thank you very much to the person who jumps on our Facebook. Now, if you'd also like to email us, the email is contact@thecubbyhouse.net.au, and our website and blog, thecubbyhouse.net.au, will have all the information for all the last shows.
Well, the next 3 months are going to be very, very interesting for us, because with Jack leaving, we're obviously refreshing and rebranding and doing all nice, you know, re-things. So hopefully there'll be some new photos, some new designs, maybe even just, you know, some shirtless shots of us.
Maybe if you start going on Facebook and liking the page a bit more, yes.
That's right. Could I be the one taking those photos?
Uh-huh. Try and hit, if we can get 500 likes, I think we might be able to do shirtless photos.
Yep.
500 likes?
Yeah, with you and I in the shot, yes.
Well, or Francois Sagat, I'm not going to complain about that, but...
Good on you. Oh, fine.
All right, we've done. This is our first show for 2012, and we survived. Thank you all for coming through with us.
Yes, we would appreciate any feedback, because we've only just redesigned the show today. So tell us where we've gone wrong.
Well, we put hours and hours of effort into it. It was weeks ago already.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thought's been in concept, put it that way. So, yes. All right, well, for tonight, I am Cookie.
I am Kevin.
And thank you very much to our guest.
And host. I am Peter.
Awesome. Thanks, Pete.
Catch you next week here at 10 o'clock on Monday on The Cubby House. Stay tuned for Tracy and Fluoro coming up right after this.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.